Proverbs 26. As snow in summer, and as rain in harvest, so honor beseemeth not a fool. As the sparrow for flitting about, as the swallow for flying, so a curse undeserved shall not come. A whip for the horse, a bridle for the ass, and a rod for the back of fools. Answer not a fool according to his folly, lest thou also be like unto him. Answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own eyes. He that sendeth a message by the hand of a fool cutteth off his own feet and drinketh damage. The legs of the lame hang loose, so is a proverb in the mouth of fools. As a bag of gems in a stone heap, so is he that giveth honor to a fool. As a thorn goeth up into the hand of a drunkard, so is a proverb in the mouth of fools. A master roughly worketh every one. He both hireth the fool and hireth passers-by. As a dog turneth back to its vomit, so a fool repeateth his folly. Hast thou seen a man wise in his own eyes? There is more hope of a fool than of him. The sluggard saith, there is a fierce lion in the way. A lion is in the midst of the streets. As the door turneth upon its hinges, so the sluggard upon his bed. The sluggard burieth his hand in the dish, and it wearieth him to bring it again to his mouth. A sluggard is wiser in his own eyes than seven men that answer discreetly. He that passing by vexeth himself with strife belonging not to him is like one that taketh a dog by the ears. As a madman who casteth firebrands, arrows, and death, so is a man that deceiveth his neighbor and saith, am I not in sport? Where no wood is, the fire goeth out, and where there is no talebearer, the contention ceaseth. As coals for hot coals, and wood for fire, so is a contentious man to inflame strife. The words of a talebearer are as dainty morsels, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. Ardent lips and a wicked heart are as an earthen vessel overlaid with silver dross. He that hateth dissembleth with his lips, but he layeth up deceit within him. When his voice is gracious, believe him not, for there are seven abominations in his heart. Though his hatred is covered by dissimulation, his wickedness shall be made manifest in the congregation. Whoso diggeth a pit shall fall therein, and he that rolleth a stone, it shall return upon him. A lying tongue hateth those that are injured by it, and a flattering mouth worketh ruin.